What if I'm right and you are wrong? What if you knew
it's
it
Tim
all
from Rise
along?
Against here on
what
Busted
if I
Pencils
figured
Radio.
Out that I did not belong? What if it all
It would be totally wrong if you decided to leave Busted Pencils. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Johnny Lupinacci at the school board meeting. Great guest, Mr. Dana Suppa, McKinley Elementary School, Erie City Schools, community school, wraparound services, taking the kids and the families and putting them at the center of everything that's happening. And then the toll that it takes on a leader. We've got a few minutes left in the show. 844-967-2789 if you want to call us and jump in and talk about some of the favorite leaders you remember from the schools. I know, Evan, we were talking about that, you know, sometimes principals, assistant principals can play that really important role in a kid's life, and you were kind of talking a little bit about that during the commercial break.
So I mean, they can be crucial to it sometimes. Yeah, I don't think I'll blow up any spots tonight on air, right? I named names. You heard me. I named names. I won't do that now. I'm only saying nice things. But the principal of the school that I went to, a little bit uptight, you know. Mm-hmm. He was an administrator. He wasn't punitive or anything. He was a nice man. But he didn't connect with the entire student body in a really meaningful way. You know, he liked the A students. We had a vice principal who really filled in that gap. I mean, this guy commanded the respect of his students, not through, you know, through fear or threats or anything like that, just by acknowledging the shared experience, you know, that, and the unshared experience. Not everyone has it the same. So it was this guy. I have to say, he's single-handedly responsible for dozens of people getting that diploma, for talking to them and trying to figure out, you know, what's the problem? Why can't you come to school? Like, why aren't you coming to school? And it was less of a, we're just going to ticket you and, you know, these punitive measures. And
the genuine care you're talking about, and that comes across when you see that. And so, you know, when I talk about this too with leadership, you know, whether it's principals, superintendents, I think what you pointed out there potentially is something that we need to distinguish is that we can have administrators and they don't necessarily have to be leaders. A leader is a really special person.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the difference. And when I'm concerned about, you know, leaders like Dana, even admitting that, you know, while he's still in it for the kids and still loves it, he was looking at his retirement and saying how tiring the past 2 years.
And that he could do it. And, let's make that clear.
Yeah, he didn't do it. And we're loving him for not doing it. But to recognize that, you know, leaders like Dana, what are we doing then as a community, speaking of community schools, to recognize how important it is to keep leaders like Dana, like somebody else in Madison, Wisconsin, somebody in Portland, Oregon, those crucial people who have been holding it together for years, and really importantly, over the past 2.5 years in the pandemic, these leaders need our support because, man, when 4 in 10 out of them are saying they think they're leaving after this year, and then those future leaders who are looking at that job and saying, no, thanks, I'll never do that. That's a real wake up call to recognize that we will have a serious problem because you can't do great things in great schools without great leaders.
And it makes me wonder where is this breakdown? Honestly, I wish we had more time to talk about this tonight. But as far, okay, all these educators, these leaders, they're leaving. In some case, you can attribute it directly to the community that they're trying to lead. You have people coming into their school boards, voting people out, shaking things up, doing reprehensible things in the name, you know, under the guise of education, but really, really doing tremendous harm.
Right. Well, and we're really seeing that too. Interestingly, not in the 92% free and reduced lunch poverty urban that Dana Supp is teaching in. Yeah. But sadly, we're seeing it at our upper middle class suburban schools with all the resources and, like you said, the assault on teachers and leaders in those buildings. You can understand then why. 4 out of 10 leaders are saying, you know what, that's enough for me. I don't think I can continue to, you know, work under these conditions.
And it has to be that anti-intellectualist bent, right? People coming mm-hmm. in, throwing science on the floor, throwing knowledge on the floor, stepping on it, almost for spite. They have no interest in expanding their horizons or anything like that. It's almost they're afraid that their children will surpass them in that regard. It's still hard for me to process.
It is so hard to process because they said you take the contrasting view of, you know, an urban school dealing with poverty, or, you know, a rural school here in southeastern Ohio where I'm at, dealing with poverty, and actually we're not having parents showing up at school yeah. boards yelling about these things. You know,
stuff
in fact,
going on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you hear about Dana talking about this, you know, they're out there supporting the community. And I think the community feels also that genuine reciprocal, you know, that they want to give it back. And so recognizing that some of this insanity that we're seeing, I mean, you're pushing our great leaders out. And if you want Dana Supp, if you want another leader like him to be at your school, what is it that we're doing to keep and, in fact, recognize the incredible hard work that our school leaders across this country have dealt with in the past 2 years alone, let alone everything else? And now we're going to throw a mounting attack on them. It's a crazy world out there because, as you just talked about, you know, forget about it, parents, all this, you know, these principals, they need to hear yeah. a piece of my mind. I need them to stop doing this. No, Mr. Supp needs you to come in and recognize the work, the hard work that he and his teachers and faculty and staff are doing for your kids.
And I think
lift them up.
The moment that some of these people have to actually do something, this facade will fall away. I mean, they don't care about our children. So let's get to work.
They do not. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded. More next week. Thanks for listening tonight.
Take care, my friend.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils. Or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!